You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Kids were asked, if you were stuck on a deserted island for a year and you could have only one food, what would you pick? Almost 10% said blank.
All right.
So it's the old deserted island, but this time they asked kids, you only get one food for a year on this island. What's it going to be? The reason I chose this as the mind bender is because the winning answer just put a big old smile on my face. It's so funny.
Okay.
It's great. I mean, it's just great.
All right.
Okay. If you were stuck on a deserted island for a year and you could have only one food, what would you pick? Almost 10% said what, Chris?
A lot of kids I know love eating bananas, so I'm going to say bananas.
Banana.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Jeremy?
I think these are healthy kids, and they said broccoli.
What planet are you on?
I don't know.
All right, the time has come. First one up is Abby. Good morning, Abby. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Abby's 13. Where do you go to school?
I go to Nativity of Our Lord in Broomfield.
Well, shout out to Nativity of Our Lord.
Holla.
What's the winning answer today, Abby?
We're going to say pizza.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great choice.
Kids love pizza.
I bet that was way more than 10%, though. That's not right, but Abby, it's a good try.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day at school. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye. All right, here comes Marissa. Marissa is 11 years old. Where do you go to school, Marissa?
STEM school, Highlands Ranch.
Go STEM school!
All right.
Got a winning answer for me?
I'm going to guess candy.
Well, even if it was candy, I would ask you to be more specific, like a specific candy, because the winning answer is a specific answer, but it is not a candy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, darn it, Marissa.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good day at school. Yeah, the winning answer is very specific, and although it's not candy, it's not good for you. Here's Grace, who is 15. Where do you go to school?
Lutheran Parker.
Well, shout out. What's your winning answer?
Is it chicken nuggets?
Oh, now I got a craving for chicken nuggets all of a sudden.
Dip it in the honey mustard.
What's your dipping sauce of choice, Grace?
Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
I wish we could give you the prize just
solid
for that
answer.
It's such a good dipping sauce.
Yeah, the winning answer is not chicken nuggets, but I do like your choice of sauce. So,
okay.
Have a good day at school.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Is it pronounced Brecken? Is that right?
Yeah.
Hi, Brecken. Brecken is 10. Where do you go to school?
Coronado Elementary.
Go Coronado.
Right on.
So what's the winning answer, Brecken?
Cake.
Cake. Yum.
That's not right, but it's a really good try, okay?
Okay.
Oh, okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Brecken. Bye.
Let me give everybody a clue. Everyone who's on hold, even. Listen up. The winning answer is even a brand name.
Oh.
It's a brand name, even. Everybody knows it by the brand name. Okay?
Okay.
And you do not get it at fast food restaurants. You get it at the store. You don't get it at fast food restaurants. You pick this up in a particular aisle at the grocery store.
Okay.
And it's a brand name. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, here's Leah, who's 13. Where do you go to school, Leah?
I go to Challenge to Excellence over in Parker.
Challenge to Excellence.
It's a great school.
Wow.
Shout out to Challenge. Leah, what's the winning answer?
Lay's potato chips.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. You're not right, but you're much closer than everyone else because you're in the right aisle at the store, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good day at school.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love these kids. I just gave a huge clue.
Yeah.
Brand name in that aisle.
Yep.
Here's Dre. You might have the coolest name that's been called in so far, Dre. Dre is 10. Where do you go to school?
Gary Martin Elementary School
right
in Loveland.
On. What's the mascot of that school?
A tiger.
Ah. All right, so you think you know the winning answer?
Yeah.
Say it.
Doritos.
Dre, that is also so close, but not right.
Oh, come on.
I'm glad you called. Have a good day, okay?
You guys are the best.
Thanks, Dre.
Stop some more. You have a good day at school. Bye-bye. So what's left? That's a brand name that everybody knows. You see the commercials on TV. Kids said they would want them for a year on an island. Is it Gabriella?
Yes.
Who's 13, and where do you go to school?
I go to school at Bill Roberts.
Bill Roberts.
Oh.
What's the mascot at Bill Roberts?
A bobcat.
The Bill Bobcats.
Right.
I'm one of Bill's Bobcats. My name is Gabrielle. I'm 13. I listen to the Mindbender every day. All right, so if you were stuck on a deserted island for a year, could have only one food, what would you pick? Almost 10% of kids said what, Gabriella?
Cheetos.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Do you really want an Xbox?
Yes.
Because, Gabriella, you just won the Mindbender.
Yes!
Good job! Congratulations!
Are you really? I think you're pretty excited over there, Gabriella.
What?
I said, I think you're pretty excited.
Yes, I am.
You listen to the Mindbender every day going to school?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd be a Mindbender champion?
No.
Well, you are the winner.
Yay!
Almost 10% of kids, if they're stuck on a deserted island, said the only food they would need would be Cheetos.
That's a great choice. Really good one.
That is not bad. Gabriella, we are going to give you an Xbox One to go play with.
Yes.
How cool is that, huh?
You tell all your friends at school today. Make sure they all know about this.
Yeah,
okay?
Tell them where you got it, all right?
Yeah. I will brag about that.
Good.
And who's in the car with you? Your mom, your dad? Who?
My mom.
Well, you tell your mom that she's qualified to go to the Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino, too. So she's going to be happy as well.
Yes, she is.
Gabriella, can you tell all of Denver how big is your brain?
My dad's a big fan, but my brain is really big. It's Mindbender big.
Oh, yeah.
Well said.
Nice.